WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know, that feeling when you just can't seem to shake a bad habit. Like, you're aware it's not good for you, but somehow, you find yourself stuck in a loop. Ever felt like you're fighting a losing battle against your own mind? That's what we're tackling today, overcoming addiction and compulsive behaviors. It's a tough topic, no doubt about it, but also one that deserves honest conversation. We're all human, we all stumble, we all have our weaknesses. But the key is recognizing those weaknesses and finding ways to build ourselves up to create healthier patterns and ultimately to live more fulfilling lives. Here are 5 things to keep in mind on this journey. Think of them as your mental fitness tools. First off, know that you're not alone. This isn't a weakness, it's a challenge millions face. Think about how many people struggle with something they wish they could control: food, internet, shopping, even relationships. Recognizing the universality of this struggle can actually be incredibly empowering. You're part of a community, and there are resources out there to help you. Second, be kind to yourself. This isn't about beating yourself up for past mistakes, it's about understanding how they happened and learning from them. We all have triggers, those things that can set off a craving or a compulsion. Learning what yours are is the first step in managing them. Third, seek support. Seriously, don't go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family. Find a therapist who specializes in addiction or compulsive behaviors. Join a support group. There are tons of options out there. Sharing your experiences and hearing from others can be incredibly validating and helpful. Fourth, focus on the positive. Celebrate small victories, no matter how insignificant they may seem. Did you resist that urge for an hour longer than usual? Awesome. Did you go for a walk instead of reaching for your phone? Then, you're building momentum. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, those are part of the journey. Don't let them derail you. Learn from them, adjust your strategies, and keep moving forward. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with an online shopping addiction. She'd spend hours browsing, buying things she didn't need, accumulating piles of stuff she never used. It was causing financial stress and affecting her relationships. Sarah knew something had to change, so she joined a support group, started tracking her spending, and found healthy alternatives to shopping, like taking up painting or joining a hiking club. She still has moments of weakness, but now she has the tools and support system to navigate them effectively. Remember, overcoming addiction and compulsive behaviors is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, effort, and unwavering commitment, but it's absolutely possible. You've got this. So here's your takeaway for today. Be kind to yourself, embrace the journey, and remember you're not alone. There's help out there, support is available, and victory is within reach. Now, go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of mental fitness. Keep striving, keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.